From Jamestown 107.1, the Let's Talk About It podcast. Regularly, we look at what's happening with Jamestown Parks and Recreation. And hopefully, the weather's going to cooperate a little bit more so we can think about getting outside a little bit more. But it won't be long. And we're again glad to have JPRD's Executive Director, Amy Walters, here with us, who is also wishing, I know, for a little milder weather, huh?
That's right. We have all sorts of fun things planned. We want to get folks outside and moving after a long winter.
Yeah, no doubt. And to that end, you have a little bit of a guide for what you're doing in the spring and summer.
Yes, our spring-summer activity guide includes all of our programming and facility information for the months of March through September. So encourage everyone. We do have hard copies available. If you're more of a paper person, we'd be happy to get one in your hands. They're at all of our facilities or our main office. It is also online on our website, so it's also in digital format. So if you're not a paper person, we have it that way as well. But just make sure that you take some time to review everything that we have going on here for the next few months.
Yes, and there's quite a lot. For fifth graders, chance to be active after school.
That's right. We're continuing with our fifth grade athletics. So we're moving into, like you said, spring, hopefully, which brings our co-ed track and cross country. So for those that like to run, that program is going to begin April 20th. So through a great partnership with the school district, busing is available as well. So parents don't have to worry about how I'm going to get them up to track after school. We can help with that. And then there are also scholarships available for both the registration for the program as well as the busing. So let us know if you need some assistance. We don't want that to be any reason that someone chooses not to participate.
Absolutely. Now, something great that starts later this month goes through May. For very young people, Wildlife Explorers.
Yes, this is a new program that we've brought forward and just have seen a lot of interest and success with it. So we're continuing. This is for children ages 3 and up to explore nature alongside an adult. So we invite all sorts of adults to join their little one as they experience nature with hands-on activities, guided observations, and nature-based games. So it's a... we actually are offering multiple sessions because it's so popular. We only have one that still has openings. So our Tuesday from 1 to 2:30 is still available. So if that works for you, go ahead and get signed up today. It's just a very low-cost program, $3 for the entire six-week session.
That's
so
pretty good.
Yes.
Now, something that's always fun and traditional in summer. Summer camp. Track summer camp.
That's right. Yep. So we're offering our, like you said, traditional now summer camps. One of the things that's maybe a little bit different or untraditional than like a child care setting is that our camps are designed in 1 week themes. Mm-hmm. And so families can sign up for the weeks that the topic interests them or, you know, their availability. We know lots of times kiddos go and spend a week with grandpa and grandma or go on family vacations. You don't have to pay for the weeks that you don't register for. Okay. So go ahead and check those out. Camps typically run from 7:45 to 5:15 or so. We do offer before and after care if you need a little bit of extra time based upon work schedules. Mm-hmm. So our spots do fill up quickly. Okay. So I'll warn folks that if you're interested, take a look and get your name on the list so we can hold a spot for your child.
But good flexibility in what you offer in that camp.
That's right. And, you know, it's so fun, too, to see how active they are throughout the track facility. So lots of opportunities to move and enjoy those fun aspects of summer.
Excellent. We'll look ahead to some things in May. First, a grand opening next month.
Yes, we're very excited. And and we know the community is too. They've been out playing on the new playground. We just have a few finishing touches to put everything together, and then we'll be looking at hosting the ribbon cutting and grand opening on May 20th. So looking to kind of build on that excitement of the last day of school. The last day of school is the 21st, so we want to get that ribbon cut before we have everyone out for the summer. So we're inviting folks, come out from 5 to 7. Still working on all the details, but it's shaping up, I think, to be a very fun event. So we're going to have some folks join us that can add a little bit to the fun.
Excellent. That's at Nicias Park, 20th of May. On the 28th of May, folks could discover how much fun tennis is.
That's right. Jumping into our summer programming. So we've got our tennis block party, May 28th, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at Bollinger Courts. This is a free family type of event. So we'll have some, we'll call limited tennis instruction, but interactive games and music, have some treats and things like this. That's open to all skill levels. So if you've never picked up a tennis racket, you're still welcome. Come join us for a fun night. We do have some equipment as well. So again, if you're not real experienced, we will be able to provide rackets and balls and those types of things.
And at the end of next month, it'll be Kite Festival time.
Yes, it's one of our keystone events that we provide, and always just a real bucket filler for me. Save the dates. May 29th through the 31st is actually the 32nd annual Kite Festival at Meidinger Park. Again, this is a free event, and we will be bringing in kite enthusiasts, so kite flyers from all across the country to showcase their beautiful kites, many which are hand sewn by the flyers themselves. We will have our quad kite team that does their choreographed kite flies to music. They will be there as well. Last year we added a vendor show, so that's coming back this year. And new this year is we are hoping to add food trucks. So just looking to continue to grow that and make it just a wonderful weekend for families in Jamestown.
And how do you keep up with all of this? Well, you need an app. You have an app.
We do, yes. So as I talked about, we have our activity guide. We've got the website. We also have an app, which those families that were planning to join our Easter egg hunt over the weekend should have seen the value of having the app, because we were able to push a notification out and talk about the location change for that. So anyway, download the app, just search Jamestown Parks and Recreation in the store and you will find us. It's a great way to stay connected with what we have going on.
Yep. Find that at. And one more thing, you are hiring.
We are hiring. So yes, as we transition into our summer, we have critical need, I will say, for our summer parks program staff. So that's a program that we offer to children 6 to 12 years of age for free. And we need some folks to help us be able to offer that. So it is a program that's supported through AmeriCorps, so it's actually a service-based learning opportunity or employment opportunity. But if folks are interested, please reach out. We would love to bring you on board so we can offer that program again this summer. And then we have kind of all of our other seasonal positions as well that are coming open this time of year. So if you're interested in those, go ahead and visit our website, click on the employment tab, and you'll see every position we have available.
Executive Director Amy Walters, always a lot happening at Jamestown Parks and Recreation. Good to see you again. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
And that's the Let's Talk About It podcast.